flew in. I enjoyed it so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. I have a couple follow-ups if you don't mind.
Yeah. Is that okay, Michael?
Mm-hmm. You going back to the beginning, when you first started your catering business, you said it was a lot of basic foods. Mm-hmm. So what kind of basic foods that turned into this this big business?
In New Iberia, it was finger sandwiches, which were chicken salad sandwiches and ham salad sandwiches.
Always.
And pimento. Oh. Okay. Then meatballs.
Meatballs.
Shrimp mold. And I think, and chicken drumettes.
What's a chicken drumette?
Just a little bitty fried chicken wing. Okay.
Like wings now. Okay. They call them wings. Oh, wow. But there's always meatballs. Mm-hmm.
And Pauline's wedding. I did it, of course. And I expanded on my menu in New Iberia, and they went nuts.
What'd you do?
I did a roast, a carved roast. They had never seen that in New Iberia. Here in Lafayette, of course.
Right.
At Miss Jacobs. Because she would cater. And then I did all kind of other things. But when I came to Lafayette, I really expanded my menu to meat pies and to spinach pies and the kibbe and the grape leaves and wonderful, the good, like the dips, crab dips and stuff like that. That was so in at that time.
Right. Jason, he could do no wrong, though, if Michael catered or... You could do no wrong. Mm-hmm. It was always excellent.
Interesting. Do you do a lot of cooking at home?
For myself and my friend, no. I hate to cook.
What do you eat? You order out?
No, I eventually cook, and we do order out. And, of course, with Gidry's Reef, we used to go or pick up so much, and they don't have that anymore.
That's a loss, isn't it?
But I used to enjoy cooking, my friends, too. But, you know, you all get tired of that.
Yeah.
So you make do.
Understandable.
I do pick up a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say that.
And that was my final question was, for somebody just coming to Lafayette or traveling through, what would be your one or two favorite restaurants that you would recommend to them?
I would recommend Maisons.
Okay.
For on the... And then I love Anthony's in the Oil Center.
It is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very consistent. We go to La Fonda so much.
You still do? Yeah, it's good.
And wait.
Jason, that was the place.
Was it?
When I moved here, it was,
it
boy.
Still is.
It's still wonderful, but it was like business central, too. People went.
Charlie G's.
Yeah, Charlie G's.
Okay.
That
makes sense.
For lunch, the Renaissance Market.
Okay. I'm kind of doing this for myself as well, so I know some new places to visit. Yeah.
Did you know Charlie Goodson pretty well when he opened up Judge Roy Beans?
Mm-hmm. No, not then.
Later.
Yeah.
When he opened up Cafe Vermilionville, maybe by that point. I had him on a show, and I didn't realize how interconnected he was to the restaurant business. I just didn't realize he started out with Earl Hebert.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I love about this show. There's such a rich history here.
Mm-hmm.
And people coming in, you can enjoy it, but to put the connect the dots.
You said Earl.
Earl Hebert.
He was so fabulous.
I knew him as an artist. I had some of his drawings.
His restaurant was awesome.
That's what I heard. And then he decided he didn't want to do it anymore.
But was it steak?
I never ate there when he was involved.
It was delicious.
Uh huh. Yeah.
But he wanted to be an artist.
He did, and he was. He was a great artist. But when Charlie told me that, I thought, that can't be the same Earl Hebert. Mm-hmm. He said, same guy. So, what about, we didn't talk about barbecue, but are there any good barbecue places?
Oh, Dwight's is awesome.
You know, I haven't eaten there. It's good.
I mean,
shouldn't say that.
I don't
barbecue
anymore.
Uh-huh. You just order
it. It's just home cooking, the side dishes. Are you familiar with Dwight's?
I've never been, but I know some people who work there. And one of my coworkers used to work there as well.
Okay.
And they said it's
delicious. Most of those people that work there used to work for me.
Oh, okay.
In a la carte. Dwight and I are good buddies. His food's delicious.
Okay.
I want to go there. I'm going to tell John that.
His Sunday barbecue pickup is great. Call before.
What do you get? Chicken, pork?
I get chicken and a leather pork steak.
That sounds good.
Rice dressing's delicious. Potato salad is delicious. It's just like if you did it at your house.
Yeah, took your time and just slow cooked. Doesn't that make you hungry?
It kind of does, yeah. And it's right around lunchtime. So.